racing back to the warning track, to the wall. Upper deck, goodbye baseball.
The Jerry DePoto Show.
A tape measure home run by Nelly Cruz.
Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
The Jerry DePoto Show is brought to you by Metropolitan Appliance and Monogram Appliances.
Streaming on every device on the 710 Seattle Sports app and 710sports.com.
The Mariners back home, close out the season with four games against the A's. Be doing a little bit of scoreboard watching. And Jerry, things could have gone a little better last night in terms of watching some of the other games. But your team comes home after a 4-2 road trip. We appreciate you taking the time, and this is an exciting time of year, isn't it?
We're having fun. This is what you play all year for the opportunity to do, is play meaningful games the last weekend of the regular season. And we've got our work cut out for us, but we feel like we have a real chance.
You also have two veterans and guys in the middle of the lineup. Nelson Cruz, what he's been doing, continuing to hit for power with that wrist injury. It's remarkably impressive.
Phenomenal. Where he was hitting balls, at least from a distance perspective in Minnesota, if you're sitting there watching it live, they just look like cannon shots leaving the batter's box. And when you know the pain that he is dealing with right now with his wrist, it's been bothering him intermittently, I think, dating back to even when we were in Chicago to play the White Sox. And, you know, it'll feel better for a while, but you can see it in the batter's box when it really grabs him. And twice during this road trip, we've seen him grimace in pain and have to take that little extra time to gather himself before he climbs back in and then answers by hitting a titanic home run, which is... the first time he did it, I laughed. The second time, I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I hope he can do this a couple more times before we get to the end.
Hey, Jerry, I think I need you to help me predict some football outcomes, because as I recall in January there at Safeco Field when you met with the media, you said something about 85 wins for this team. They're 84-74. Shannon Dreher was talking to John Clayton this morning and trying to figure out how in the world you got there with all the personnel moves you made this year.
It's been a circuitous route, but we had an idea of what we were capable with. We did have a lot of moving pieces through the course of the season, but one of the things that really hasn't changed a great deal is the core of this team. You know, you talked about Cano and Cruz, Kyle Seager, Felix, Kuma. The core of the team has been here, throughout. Leonis Martin has been here from pole to pole. And that position player group really hasn't changed at all. With very few exceptions or a day off here or there, the position player group has been very stable and I think very productive. We've just had a ton of movement on our pitching staff. And I think one of the things that this group should be proudest of is that with all the injury we've had to combat, with a lot of change, trades, releases, waiver claims, et cetera, we've now used 31 different pitchers. And lo and behold, we look up with four regular season games to go, and we're third in the American League in ERA. That's a testament to a resilient group. They've done a great job.
Hey, Jerry, how do you see Sean O'Malley fitting in the next four games?
Up to Scott, as it's always been. But Sean has, when we play left-hand pitchers, I know Sean gets the occasional start at shortstop versus a lefty, but kind of the role that Sean has played for us all year. He has a tendency to be the igniter. He's a very good bench player in this league. He can play all over the field. He can start at a variety of positions when you need it. And he has a knack for making things happen when he steps on the field. There's probably an exposure level with any role player at the major league level. If you do it too much, it gets exposed. And Sean's probably in that group, but the defense he's played when we needed him to the most, the way he runs the bases is probably as good as anybody on our team. And he brings a level of energy onto the field every day. And if nothing else, through this course of the last week, and you saw it really play out in Houston with Leonis Martin, that when the energy level rises, our team really looks different. And I thought we looked different yesterday in Houston. And, leaving the ballpark yesterday, this was a very energized group. And could have probably done without the Kim Homer in Toronto last night. But By that time, everybody was floating on an energetic confidence high. So we'll try to control what we can control, and O'Malley will be a part of that.
Yeah, I was certainly a big Osuna fan that he was going to shut the door for the Blue Jays. I also didn't want Mother Nature to wreck that series in Detroit, but we've had a rain out today. Jerry DePoto is with us for our weekly visit. Jerry, we've seen Felix Hernandez, the start before this last one. He was vintage Felix. This last one looked like he had really good stuff, had an inning where a couple errors unfortunately led to things. I'm curious from your perspective, this is your first full year being in charge of the team. What do you make of his season, how he's fought through injuries, and kind of how he's adjusted at a new point in his career?
I think this has been a transitional year for Felix. It's the first time he's really had to deal with an extended period on a disabled list. It's, you know, obviously as we start to learn more about where Felix is physically, whether it was the knee issue that he had mid-season that required time down, or just generally where he's been from the first day of spring training. The one thing that we know on an every fifth day basis is that when Felix is healthy enough to go pitch, and he has been healthy despite that, or I guess outside of that knee issue, that he's going to compete. And unfortunately, we had a crazy sixth inning the other night in Houston, and that is not on Felix. That is on the group. There were any of you could pick six different things, some of which had to do with Felix, but others that were out of his control. We all contributed to giving up the six runs in that inning, and that's the way it goes. He just happened to be standing on the bump when it happened. But you know, Felix, as a general rule, I would love to see on Sunday him show up and do what he did against the Blue Jays in his last home start. And I'd love to see it a couple more times in the postseason, because that'll mean that he did a great job on Sunday.
Yeah, we'd all absolutely love it. You mentioned that six-run, sixth inning. The way you guys came back the next day, though, kind of typical of how resilient your team has been this season.
You know, I thought the biggest moment of that road trip we just played, and then to go 4-2, to win a series in Minnesota, to win one in Houston, you know, it was critical. We had to do it to put ourselves in this position, and we did. It would have been really nice if it was 5-1 instead of 4-2, and we were close in that regard. But I think the moment that mattered more than any other in this past road trip was yesterday's game in the first inning when Robinson Cano hit the 3-run homer. I thought it trumped when he hit the game-winning homer in the 11th on Monday. It was so important for us after the way the sixth inning went for us the night before to come back and to bounce off the ground. And I think we did that. And, you know, so many times this year it's been Robbie that has been at the, you know, the center of that. And then the day when we needed it, he delivered. And you could just see the exhale and feel in the ballpark the energy rise in our dugout when he did that. And you know, I thought Marte played a very energetic game yesterday. Leonis Martin was he was out of his mind. He was an exceptionally energetic player yesterday. And it all boiled back down to that 3-run homer in the first. And what that did for the collective energy of the team was you really can't say enough about it. It was huge.
Well, and then Evan Scribner coming in. You guys are clinging to, I thought you might blow a 7-0 lead. It was 7-4. He came in, got a couple of strikeouts, got out of the inning, and then you padded on with some insurance runs. I didn't anticipate that kind of performance from Scribner, not just today, but what he's done since he rejoined the team, being gone all year.
Well, I mean, it's hard to throw, you know, 12-plus innings of scoreless baseball in this league, but Scribner's been awesome. He's been terrific. One thing we knew about Evan the day we got him, or the thing we were most certain of, is that he could command the ball. And he's shown that. He throws the ball where he wants to throw it. And, you know, whereas I think the night before, a turning point in the game was the two-out walk to Tony Kemp. Again, you had Tony Kemp up there in a similar situation where it had the potential to load the bases and turn into a messy situation in a game that we should have been rolling through. And, you know, to Evan's credit, he got to the 3-2 count, and he wound up striking him out. And obviously the rest is done with in history. But he's done a great job. And, you know, Evan throws strikes. He commands the ball around the zone. I said when we acquired him last December, one of the most remarkable seasons last year that you'll ever see. You know, he has had the potential or the propensity in his career to give up the occasional homer. But he strikes them out, he doesn't walk them, and as a general rule in that multi-inning role in a bullpen, I don't know that you could do a whole lot better than Evan Scribner when he's on, and we're seeing that right now.
Hey, Jerry, we were tossing it around yesterday. If there's a three-way tie with the Mariners, Detroit, and Baltimore, the Mariners would have the option of either playing two home games or getting a bye and playing the winner of the Detroit-Baltimore game on the road. And at first I was thinking, man, it'd be kind of cool to play two home games. And then everybody was talking sense into me saying, no, 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 you'd want to play that one road game. What do you think you would do?
I think any time you can put yourself in position to have to win one game rather than two, that is mathematically the much smarter way to go.
Yeah, so, that's what I figured.
It sounds really simple when Jerry says it.
But it's pretty close. Yeah.
We got anything else for the GM?
No, but what do you think of that three-way playoff tiebreaker system, Jerry? Do you like it?
Yeah, I think there's some crazy combinations of events here. Like I still think today, mathematically, there could potentially be a five-way tie.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, the three-way tie, I think, is a very real possibility. And, you know, I think these are exciting times. If you think back to those playing games in years past, you know, as the 1978 Yankees-Red Sox playoff game, the Rockies and the Padres a few years ago with the fantastic Matt Holliday, you know, dramatic play at home plate, which I think brought forth the idea of instant replay. I mean, that was really where it was all born. There's been so many big moments in those types of games because, you know, that 163rd game, or in this case, potentially 164th game, it's just huge. And you know everything's on the line. Today matters more than any other day you've played. And I think this weekend, as a result, you know, these we're playing playoff games for the next 4 days. Maybe we just happen to be playing them at home, and they won't raise a banner if we win the series. But you know, every inning of every game that we play for the next 4 days and hopefully beyond is a playoff game for us because they're critical wins.
Well, keep fighting. Ken Griffey Jr. said it. Your team has been doing it. They got four games at the A's starting tonight. Jerry, we always appreciate talking to you, and hopefully we're talking again next week about a playoff push here.
I think if we're talking next week, I guarantee you we'll be talking about a playoff push.
That's absolutely true. Thank you very much, Jerry.
All right, guys.
The Jerry DePoto Show with Danny, Dave, and Moore.
Brought to you by Metropolitan Appliance and Monogram Appliances.
The Jerry DePoto Show, every Thursday at 3:30, on demand, on every device, on the 710 Seattle Sports app and 710sports.com.